The Career Brand. This is Latrice Collins. I am your host. I am also the founder and president of the Career Brand Organization. And as you know who've been listening, our focus is developing you to achieve your next level of success. Well, we are part of a brand new series that was launched just last week, and that is the Job Hunting Mastermind Series. Our thought was, after talking to various people, there are millions of people who have been displaced or out of work or underutilized in the office. And so they're trying to figure out, how do I land a job? How do I get those interviews? How do I network and make things happen? So this series has been brought to you in order to really help those individuals who are kind of looking at, maybe I need to take on a different type of responsibility at a different company or a different role. So this is a four-part series. And last week we talked about networking and finding leads. And this week I'm really excited that we're talking about what happened. So this one is, I just got laid off. What do I do now? So many people find themselves in that shocking reality that regardless to how hard you worked, regardless to how much you dedicated to a company or to a position, life happens, companies change, and as a result, you find yourself unemployed or facing unemployment. So I am thrilled to be able to announce that today's guest is none other than Foster Williams. Foster is over multiple network groups. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about him in a second, but I'm really excited that he's able to be on the show today. Foster, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Latrice. It's always good to talk with you.
Thank you. So just tell you a little bit about Foster. I've known Foster maybe, 17 years now, I think. And Foster has been a top-level executive, really working in the recruitment departments and talent acquisition and talent development departments, where his focus is how do we identify the best talent and get them into the organization. And so Foster is now semi-retired. He took his skills and determined that, you know what, besides helping corporations to bring in top-level talent and identify what that looks like, he has now shifted his life to really focus on helping the average person to acquire the position that they're looking for. So right now, Foster is a founder of Search For You, Inc. And Search For You, Inc., just to let for those who's writing this down, that's spelled Search, S-E-A-R-C-H, the number 4, the letter U, and then INC.com. So Search For You, Inc. And he's also the co-founder and the driving force behind Career Search Network, and that is a network organization that has various groups all around the Dallas-Fort Worth area, as well as Austin and Houston and even California. Wow. So one reason I wanted to make sure we had Foster come in is that Foster is keen on creating mentors for job seekers and creating opportunities where people can come together in like minds and really being able to stretch themselves and present themselves in the best manner so that they can get the position they're looking for. Foster, is there anything else about your background that I might have missed that you would love to share with the audience?
Well, I think it ties in really well that I was a recruiter. I'm not going to tell you how many years. But actually, in the past, Latrice and I worked together extensively at the Associates. But being a recruiter and recruiting for a number of different disciplines, you kind of get to see the behind the scenes of how it all works. What is the process? How do these things work so that job seekers, especially in this market, can understand some of the things that they have to go through? Why are they not getting callbacks? You know, what's the best way that I may be able to compete and be considered for a job?
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So hence, no better person. I was talking to someone about a month ago, Foster, and you weren't around. I was just talking to somebody different, and the person said in front of this group we were with, they said that we mentioned Foster's name, and they said, and someone said they didn't know you, which shocked us, right? So she, the young lady said, she said, you don't know Foster Williams? And this person was looking for employment, and they said, haven't heard of him. And she said, she said, he's probably, she called you the, oh shucks, I forgot the quote, but she said, in other words,
cruise ship director, I've heard that one.
Well, she not the cruise director, no, she said you are the power force of Dallas, that, you know, that is not necessarily known by television standards, but absolutely known by people in a job market for trying to find leads and get other opportunities. So I thought that was fantastic that she was sharing that this is the gentleman who quietly sits behind the scenes and connects people and make things happen. So, okay, we all know that this is a short show, and we want to give you all the opportunity to call in with questions. So let me give you that number right quick, and then we're going to deep dive into some questions. So our number, if you're interested in calling in and asking Foster or myself a question, our number is 347-324-5330, 347-324-5330. So, okay, let's jump in. So, Foster, we know that, you know, sometimes people get laid off, right, and or let go of some kind, and they want to take a significant rest before they get ready to get into the job market, the hunting and so forth again. Have you seen from all the groups that you've been over, and I know you're over a lot of groups, have you seen any pattern in how long it normally takes people to land a role, you know, after they really start looking?
Well, it varies according to what's going on in the market. Different parts of the United States are heavier in certain what we call verticals. Here in Dallas, there seems to be a lot of IT opportunities. Here in Dallas, there's a lot of people that are laid off looking for HR opportunities and things like that. There seems to be a plethora of opportunities here in Dallas for those particular verticals, as we say. And then down in Houston, you're going to see, of course, a lot of oil and gas opportunities. You're going to see a lot of legal, lawyer, legal assistant, you know, those type of different areas of the United States have different verticals that are hot. And so that question's a mixed bag. It's a matter of how well people are getting out and getting connected so that they can have an advantage in this job search and you know, stick out ahead of their competition a lot of times. So to be able to put an exact number on it is very hard. I don't think I'd be able to do that. If I did put a number on it, somebody would call and say, no, that's not it.
Well, and I think part of the thing to also think about when it comes to this question is that in some cases, if you already have a strong network and people just lining up to get you a job the second you're ready, then your turn time is probably going to be much shorter than a person who's going cold. They don't know anybody. They don't have people they can call. And now they're just really dumbfounded and looking for, where do I start? So that person will probably take a bit longer, not just to get acclimated to the job market and how to look for a job, but it's going to take longer because now they have to build relationships for people to even recommend them for a job.
That's right. That's right. It's all everything that we teach is based on relationships, and the abilities that we have to have an advantage is based on relationships. A lot of folks now, we're blessed here in Dallas-Fort Worth because we have the Career Search Network. A lot of people don't know it exists. So our biggest challenge is to get out and let people know we are here. There's a number of ways of doing that. Mainly, though, guys, word of mouth is still the most powerful. We have a lot of tools, but talking one to another is still the most powerful, and that's what the network is set up on. That's the advantage of the network to start with, is building those relationships and then paying it forward.
Yep. So let's back up a little bit. And so you talked about a couple of things. The first question I have for you is, so someone just got laid off, right?
Uh-huh.
What should they do next?
The first thing that we would like for folks to do is to discover us. And when I say us, I'm talking about the Career Search Network. Finding out that we're here and there is a place that you can plug in. We like to say you need to plug in, and you're going to plug into a network of a network of people, network of groups of people that are looking for jobs. So what you do is you go and you attend. That's the main thing. There are general networking groups where everybody doesn't do the same thing. Some of these networking groups are 400 people. Then we have created the Career Search Network, that is. We have created special interest groups. So your special interest might be HR. You may be an IT person. You might be in marketing. We have groups for each one of those. The MAGIC groups, MAGIC stands for marketing, advertising, graphics, and communication. So all of those verticals, all of those people with those type of skill sets would go to that group, and they would network with people that are in and around what they do, and they all speak the same language, and they have contacts that can be able to, you know, people can be able to kind of springboard off of that information that they learn, and they help each other find that career. We don't want you to just to get another, just to get a job. Most of us that have been displaced from corporations have been working for years, and we have a skill set that we're good at that we've honed over a number of years, and we want to continue to utilize those skill sets because we're going to make more money. Companies hire us for those things that we have 10, 12, 15, 20 years experience doing. It's going to relate to a little bit fatter a paycheck for us, and we can live a little bit better.
Right. That would be nice, right? So,
yeah.
So first step I'm hearing Foster say to us, I just heard two key steps. The first step was you first have to search for a network group that is in your interest. So not just any network group. Because sometimes people become lost if they just try to join some humongous group, and if they're not connecting with people, they don't talk the same language. It's difficult, right? And the career Search Network, and is that careersearchnetwork.com if they want to find you, or is it .org?
You know, Career Search, good lead. Career Search Network, all together, careersearchnetwork.org. We've been in existence 8 years now, and to my knowledge, we are the largest job seeker network in America. Mainly focused here in Dallas-Fort Worth is where most of the activity is, but it does stretch out, as you said. It stretches out. It has grown virally over the last 8 years to pretty much encompass most of Texas. We have groups of people that are looking for jobs that folks can plug in with in Houston and Austin and San Antonio, the major cities where the majority of the jobs are going to be out of. Even out into the rural areas like Waco, where I'm from, McGregor, Texas, go Bulldogs. I had to throw that in there. And out in Amarillo and you know, more rural areas, there are people that are glad to not pay so much money towards advertising for jobs and things, or utilizing third-party companies in order to hire the people that they need to hire in. Companies are always looking for a way that they can spend less money, and being that we are a community service, they can come to us, and it definitely fits the budgets. A lot of times,
right,
it's completely pro bono. It's free.
Mm-hmm. And
more
see,
times,
this is another. The second point, Foster, I think that was really important that you made when telling them what to do next, is besides finding one, you got to go. Yeah, you know, it's so interesting to me how many people I've referred your way and how many don't go.
You know,
I ask them a month later or so. So have, and they're still unemployed. So I'm like, have you gone in any of Foster's groups? Oh, no, it's still on my list. And I'm like, what? Okay, so understand what we're saying, everyone. When you go to these network groups, typically it's the one that's in your niche. It's like 30 people, you know, 30, 40 people or less who show up in that one niche, right?
Uh-huh.
So I say that because then you can be intimate. You know the people. You get to know each person's name and what they're good at. You get to know the facilitators, such as whether it's Foster or somebody else. And I say that because on many occasions I have called up Foster because I've needed IT people. And we're willing to pay IT people really decent salaries. And
right.
I'm like, Foster, I need somebody this kind of skill. Do you got a name for me? So have I not had those calls with you, Foster?
Yeah, we have. We're a big family. And we want, you know, when you know somebody and you have a relationship with somebody, you want to see them get the best opportunity that they can get. You want to see them make a little bit more money. The main thing in corporate America today is you want to see them work for a good group of folks so that they're not so pressured and you know, we've got enough stress just in life without having a huge amount of stress on the job. So the best way that we can network our way through and find those opportunities that are best for us and the best people to work for, that's what it's all about.
That's right. That's right. So we are going to, right quick, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to be back in just 1 minute. And when we do, we're going to find out more information about exactly what you need to do to go and get some help. So just give us 1 minute.
We all know that companies have a brand. But what about you? What's your career brand? TheCareerBrand.com will help you identify your brand, your career brand. Navigating the career landscape can be daunting and challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. TheCareerBrand.com is dedicated to guiding professionals through the career branding process. With the use of cutting-edge tools, training, and consulting top career coach, author, and creator of TheCareerBrand.com, Latrice Collins. At TheCareerBrand.com, you will find incredible and useful career branding books by Latrice Collins that will show you the ways of breaking through the glass ceilings. Men and women of all ages have raved about the benefits they receive from these books. Also, don't miss Latrice Collins' webinar, Brand Ignition. Companies are always looking for the best talent. With Latrice Collins and the tools at TheCareerBrand.com, you will demonstrate to employers you are that talent. To learn more, visit TheCareerBrand.com.
And we're back. So before we went on break, we were talking with, again, Foster Williams about, I just got laid off, what do I do next? So Foster's already told us the very first thing that you need to focus on is finding one or two network groups that works for you based on your specialty. And then you have to go. You have to go and meet people. And then Foster, what should they start collecting? In other words, should they get a business card created? Like, what are some of the tools that people
right.
need to have available because they're not looking for a job?
Business cards are probably going to be number one. Given the technology that we have to transport information these days, you don't have to walk around with a stack full of resumes anymore. But a business card, you're going to meet people, you're going to talk to folks, they're going to tell you who you need to talk to, whether it be a person that's just a big help like a Latrice Collins, or you are a specific place you might want to go to in order to find where the IT people hang out. I'm an IT guy. I need to network with IT folks. So you're going to want to share your business card with people that you meet so that you can later be in contact. You definitely want to get on LinkedIn and have a LinkedIn profile. Go to LinkedIn.com and create a profile if you haven't done so already. It will be invaluable in your job search to be able to connect with people and such. All I am is a bird dog, is what a friend of mine told me. He says, all you do is point out your connector. All you do is point out things like a bird dog. Go over here. Go over there. Go over here. Talk to this person. So
now,
and everybody in the network does that.
So just let me give a little more too. Now with that business card, everyone, here's the thing to remember that some of you who have not familiar with business cards, since you're not working for a company, you're going to create a business card that has your name, your contact information on it. You can put in all your social media accounts on there, and then you want to put some form of title or description of who you are, what you do. So you might put, you know, database administrator. You might put, you know, manager for pharmaceutical companies. You might put anything like that so people know when they look at your card what realm that you're in that they need to, you know, they need to point you towards. What also is really key that I think is sweet they offer now, and you can get this stuff printed through Vistaprint. It's dirt cheap through Vistaprint, and it gives high-quality cards. Make sure you have a card that the back of it is not glossy, so that you can write on the back of a card. People can write notes right. about where they met you and stuff like that. And get the barcode put on your card. Now, what I mean by barcode is they have it now where you can get cards made, especially like with a Vistaprint, You can get a card made, and you can put in your LinkedIn web address, your URL for your LinkedIn. They allow you to copy and paste that into it, and it creates this little barcode that goes on your business card so that anyone who takes your business card can use their cell phone and scan that barcode, and it takes them directly to your LinkedIn. So that way your resume is electronically available to anybody who's searching. So if they're just talking about you somewhere else because they met you and was impressed through the network group, and they'll say, oh, well, let me, and someone say, well, tell me more about them. They can literally say, hold on a second, I have his card or her card, and scan it, and it brings up your LinkedIn profile so they can share you with other people. Sweet, right? Really beautiful. So now we know the LinkedIn profile is very similar to an online resume. Hey, Foster, is there a difference in the way people need to update their resumes these days than what they've done in the past?
You know, it is. In the past, you could have more of a general resume, I guess, for a lack of a better explanation. If you're a project manager, you can send your project management resume into a company, and those folks will read your resume, and they'll figure out where you fit into that company. Well, not so anymore. We've had so many people that have been displaced or laid off from companies. You might have three people in the department doing the work that the department had 10 people there when it was at a full complement. And you can just imagine the dynamics that are put on those three people that are doing all that work. So they don't have much time anymore. So the resumes today have to be targeted. They have to be, I guess, you need to tweak your resume to show the very experience that you have had in those areas that, of what the company is looking for. You see a job posting, and you see that this is what they're looking for, all the way down to maybe the software, the methodology, or whatever. You want to show your experience in those areas, where it was, how long it lasted, how long did you do it at your previous company. And, of course, if you have done it at your most recent company, the better, because it's like fresh. So there's a number of things about a resume that you want to tailor nowadays. It's a lot more of a – it's a lot more tedious a process.
That's why it's helpful to keep – every time you have a new job, when you start your new job, build your resume, literally.
Right.
You have an up-to-date resume when you start that job, but once you get about a month or 2-3 months into that job and you really know the skill much better than day one, write that job into your resume. So now you have it up-to-date, and you'll know how to switch it and change it to whatever new opportunities come up after that, right?
Right. And you want to be accurate when you do that because, remember, if they see the experience on the resume that they're looking for, you know, a substantial amount of years or whatever it is, a number of amount of experience they're looking for, they're going to bring you in and interview you, and then they're going to ask you very targeted questions towards what is the exact thing that you're looking for. And so you want to make sure that you're not just developing a resume to tell them what they want to hear. Make sure that you have that experience that you have that you've displayed on that resume.
That's right. Because I tell you, if you start staggering with your own experience, then they're like, "Who wrote your resume?" Because this must not
right.
be you. So when now let's point to that one. Sometimes we pay people to do our resumes, right? Because some people write beautifully and they can make it sound really good. But if they write it in a way that, one, it doesn't sound like you, or two, you don't even understand what they're saying, you may need a new resume writer, or you may need to study a little more to make sure you know how to answer questions that come out of that.
Right. Hey, Latrice, I want to throw out a couple of websites that would be real instrumental for people that are looking for jobs. And, you know, a lot of people have just been laid off. I'm not going to call company names, but there are some gigantic companies here recently, about five of them that have laid off more than 1,000 people. So there's a lot of people that are fresh in the job market. And when you've been laid off today, some of the people that are being laid off, some of the people that come to my networking groups and different and get my name and call me, have been working for companies for 20 years, 25 years. And you don't know about this job market thing. You know, what do I need to do? All of a sudden, I've got to worry about writing a resume and how I interview. I haven't had to worry about this stuff in 20 years. So to know where to go.
So we have about 3 minutes. So, Foster, we have about 3 minutes left. So
yeah.
He is absolutely right. Hopefully you guys got your piece of paper and pencils ready. So, Foster, just call off those websites that you think is really important for them to know right quick for us.
Yeah, and people and some people to link in with as well. David Rawls is a longtime professional that's helped people in the job search. Go to careernetworks.org and see David Rawls. Look him up on LinkedIn. He is a wonderful person to contact. He can give you all sorts of inside information. Also go to searchforyouinc.com that you mentioned earlier. On that website is a plethora of jobs. They're all network jobs. That means that the majority of the jobs there are people out of our network, so we have the inside connection on those jobs. That's a big, big, big advantage when 10,000 or more people locally are part of the network. We just work it from the inside. CareerDFW.org is a huge website of where things are happening. You can find your professional associations, where they're meeting, all of the groups in the Career Search Network, all of the groups that exist outside of the Career Search Network. There are a number of groups that are not part of the Career Search Network that help people get jobs, and we kind of do it all around relationships. Those websites are tremendous, guys, in knowing where to go and who to contact. I would like to personally ask people to please link in with me, foster.williams with an S at sbcglobal.net. Samboychargloblenet is my email address in case you need it on LinkedIn. And all I do is talk to people and come up with ideas and groups that you need to go to, people you need to meet, and that sort of thing.
So thank you. Wow, that was a lot of information. Everybody, remember, if you didn't get that, it will be available on a rebroadcast shortly following the show. So, again, if you need us, feel free to contact us at The Career Brand. You can reach our office at 972-789-5159 or go to info@thecareerbrand.com. We have a couple more shows coming up in this series that is very instrumental for you. So for the next 2 weeks, we have Akilah Griffin who's going to be coming in for the next 2 weeks. She's going to help with creating interviewing strategies. And that's where she's going to talk about the 9 different types of interviews they have and what the difference in the behavior interview versus the psychological interview versus the team interview, so you know exactly what to expect and know how to prepare for each one. And then she's going to also be talking about things like salary negotiation and how to really plan for the interviews and what to do after the interview. So really powerful, powerful sessions coming up. So a couple things on tips I wanted to leave you all with for I just got laid off, what do I do now? Here are some recommendations. Make sure you identify which people with the organization you can use as referrals, because even though they say they can't do referrals, believe me, people figure out who to call at companies to get information about you. Make sure you apply for your unemployment even before your, like if you get a severance package, don't wait till severance is over. Go immediately and apply for your unemployment so you can get benefits, because severance is considered a benefit and not salary, so you can get paid them both. And then make sure you tell people that this has happened, friends, network groups, that this has happened and that you're looking for something else. But don't overburden them and don't have an expectation that they have to do things for you. This is really around just opening up your relationships so you can get to that next level through the relationships you've also already built. Again, this is Latrice Collins. I am the host and president of The Career Brand. Foster, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for being a blessing and allowing us to get out the information.
It is wonderful. We're excited about the show and can't wait to see what we can do for more people going forward. Have a good day, everyone. Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we're off air.
Cool.
Yes, we are off air.
Girl, we started talking and it went well. Our second show ought to be really, really good if you think I did okay.
Yeah, I think so. I am going to disconnect, though, and call you right back.
Okay.